Hey, beautiful people. This is Nkechi, and I'm just hopping in to set the scene. You are currently listening to How to Demolish Your Limiting Beliefs. There are over 15 plus episodes in this particular series, so make sure you get a listen to all of them. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. And make sure you join our community by becoming a member at www.nkechi.club. That's N-K-E-C-H-I.club. All right, let's go ahead and get into the episode, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Enjoy.
Keep your mouth shut. So as a little girl, you know, growing up, knowing that going to school and the teachers would say you were smart, but then some of them were mean because I didn't come from a family of wealth. We grew up, it was nine of us, and we didn't have a whole lot, so we had to share things. As a matter of fact, I became a queen of knowing how to wear high heels because with my siblings, so I started wearing jeans and high heels because I could only wear my mom's shoes. Talk about a fashion statement. But at any rate, what happened to me when I got up off that floor is I started having flashbacks of my childhood and what had happened to me, but I also had flashbacks of who I was as a mother to my daughter. So my father was the villain in my story, but I was the villain in my daughter's story because the abuse, I literally attracted out of the ether a man who was almost identical to my father, trauma bonding. So he was drawn to me. So he was mean and not kind to the girls. And then I realized what happened to him. So somebody else had said it earlier, it is a generational cycle of abuse because you are completely unaware that you didn't know what the hell you were doing. Your parents didn't know, excuse my friend, didn't know what the fuck they were doing. Their parents before them didn't know what they were doing. So then when I got up off of that floor, though, I got up, I was truly self-actualized, and I realized you can change this. You do not have to continue in this manner. So I immediately picked up the phone. I called all four of my daughters. I completely apologized to them for who I was. And then I said, tell me who I was to you when you were growing up. And as they did, the tears came flowing again because they were like, Mama, we just needed you to say that you didn't know. But every time we come to you, you say, do it because I said so. You'd say, this is what God say do, so this is how we're going to do it. You would flip us for stuff that didn't matter. You would let him hurt us. And we knew that you didn't like what was happening, but you stayed quiet. And I had to explain to them with honesty that I did not know. And I'm so sorry for not having the courage to tell you guys that I didn't know. But it was from that mindset of you spare the rod, you spoil the child. You can break a plate or hold the refrigerator open for too long and we get a butt whooping. But that shit came from slavery. That is what the slave owners did to the slave. So I'm getting up off this floor and catching, and I'm connecting all them damn dots. And so I said, you will no longer persist in this manner. You will open your mouth and you will share what the hell happened. I do not hate my parents. I absolutely love my parents. Doesn't mean that what the shit they did was right. It was not right. But hell, you can't give what's not in you to give. If the love ain't there, you ain't gonna get it from. If the joy is not there, you're not going to get it. If the pain is there, that's what you're going to get.
Yes.
So what you are on the inside colors your world. So it's not because things happen that we get angry. You get angry because the shit is in you. You need to release. And then once you release, and this is what happened to me, I just didn't become spiritually awakened. The universe shocked my ass. I realized that I am one with the universe, that what is in me, I am magic. It's not what the words that come out of my mouth, life and death, really is in the power of the tongue. That's because you truly control what happens. You are the reason. The magic is you. Don't ever let somebody tell you what you can and cannot do. Your ass is magic. You just have to remember, we came here. We are here. We are some powerful beings. What's in us is beautiful. We are infinite beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Yes. Because once this body dies, we are energy. Energy was never created and it cannot be destroyed. Which means when this body expires, your ass will exist. You are the magic. You are the reason. And when you start wielding that and you realize that that magic is you, it exists inside of you, and when you open your mouth, you truly change the trajectory of your life, whether you are aware of it or not. So what you do is simply talk about what you want, attract what is in you. First of all, do the shadow work. That shit ain't easy. It is hard. You might cry. You might not.
That's but
it is so
too.
Worth it. Yes, ma'am. And so when I did, I got off. I realized, I was like, oh, my God. And so now I have amazing, beautiful conversations with my daughter and my granddaughter. We talk about things that we never talked about before. All because I had the courage to say, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Here I am now. I'm starting now being a better woman first, because we are whole and complete who we are. We don't require a man or another woman to complete us. Jerry Maguire was wrong. We are whole and complete in and of ourselves. We just need to remember that. And when you do that, you attract the person who is supposed to be with you for that season. So I suggest this. Don't just go back and look, relive what happened to you and why when you embrace that little girl that was, or that little boy that had somebody say some dumb shit because they didn't realize that they were hurting and they poured that crap on you, release it, allow it to fall away, and you become free. You liberate, truly liberate your mind and body, because it is not just the mind that holds on to that bullshit. It is your body as well. So you need to release it. And when you let it go, don't go back to that crap. If you do go back, only share from a perspective of, this was a wound that I received, but that wound helped make me the person that I am. So if this is what you're doing, here's how you can change that. And this is how we connect with each other, because we're connected anyway, whether we know it or not. But you are right in catching. Protect your damn energy, because people will come to drain you, but you are the one who can control that. We are absolutely in control of ourselves. So I am truly so grateful for Clubhouse, this space, this room, everybody that comes on and shares, because growing is something we all are supposed to do. If you are not growing, you are dying. So I say, yes, I am going to die empty, but while I'm here, my ass is going to live my life fully. My name is Jessie May. I am hella happy today, and I am complete.
Woo-hoo, Jessie!
We love you, my sister. Thank you for that.
When she said you get angry because the shit is in you. Oh my goodness. I don't know where you came from, Miss Jessie, but that was a really good description from the experiences that you experienced to connecting with your kids and actually, you know, that's something I don't even think that we have even that it would have occurred to me to say, like, Don't just acknowledge how you treat people. If you're brave enough, also ask them to tell you what it was like from their perspective. I think that was insanely powerful, Jessie. I think that was insanely powerful, and it was a brave thing to do. It was a brave thing to do. I'm a little speechless.
And catch it. I needed them to heal too. I wanted them to heal. It wasn't just for me. I needed them to heal too.
Man, the source is a gift you give yourself. That was a gift. That was what it was. They may not even have understood. You know, sometimes, you know what's occurring to me, Jessie, is that sometimes the source, sometimes you can't actually find out what the source is, because it's not with you. It's with somebody else. So their source of that feeling, respectfully, possibly of inadequacy, of feeling like there was, even if they made everybody else happy, there was one person that they just could not seem to make happy. Because sometimes as we're growing up, we have it in our minds that we are supposed to make people happy. No, you're just supposed to meet them and they're supposed to just be happy. And then your only job is just not to get in the way of their happiness. That's really what it's supposed to be. Just don't block their happiness. And you'll be doing right. But I think it's really, 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 really beautiful that after you realize things in yourself, you made sure to go back and just kind of run till that, like make sure that everybody else was okay. Man, Jesse, that was beautiful. There were so many levels to that. That would have to be a whole other room just to address all the different levels. And yes, I agree. You see that statement that you made that you feel you get angry because the shit is in you. You can't give what you don't have. I spent so much time angry. I was angry until about age 22, 23. I still have anger, clearly. I'm a human being. But I mean like rage. Like putting holes in walls rage. Like I was known as a kick wall Nikki in high school. It was that serious. Oh, I was a Marine Corps ROTC. They used to call me kick wall Nikki because if I got upset, I knew I couldn't put my hands on a human being, so I would put my hands on objects, and I was extremely strong. I've always been physically, like, very strong. I don't know why. Bone density or just the Nigerian thing, I don't know. My father was an Olympic runner. Maybe it's just the bone density, I don't know. But I just say that to say there was a lot of rage, and it was all justified. Every single drop of rage was justified. Every single drop. And maybe that's just a story I tell myself, but for right now, every single drop of rage was justified. And I just say that to say, either way, I did get to an age where I just realized, and I remember having this realization. I was 22 years old, 21, 22. I knew all the potential I had, but I was so angry. And sometimes that part of me pops up now. That's why when people start to misbehave, or I know that they're getting close to that, they're getting close to touching that pain body, I start telling them like, hey, I need you to calm down, because I know myself. Once I'm upset, you can't, your anger won't match mine. Mine is, it's like the Hulk. It's insane how I just go away and that person just comes out. Like it's a whole other person. It's a completely different person. But it was at 22 that I remember sitting down and just realizing, if you continue this way, this was a real conversation. This is word for word. You're either going to end up dead or in jail. Do you understand what that is? At 22, I sit down and I was just like, this anger that I feel, I had to accept that in myself. Yes, you were justified. Yes, yes, they really were all wrong. They were just horrible people. However, you are either going to end up dead or in jail. And those are not, when you say options, those are not the sort of options that you want to be left with. Because they're not really options, are there? Are they? They're really just sentences. They're life sentences. You either going to lose the life or you're just going to end. And then you eventually have to ask yourself, but do I really deserve this? That was actually what brought me out. It wasn't the, you know, you're doing this to this person, you're doing that to that. It wasn't even all that. It was, is this really what you deserve? So this is it? So you just really came to the earth and you just suffered, and then you caused more suffering, and then you just died young. That's really what. So then how are you really able to prove that the bad things that happened to you were unjustified? If you end up becoming a bad person, then technically the bad things that happened to you were because you're a bad person, right? So are you really going to spend the rest of your life proving those things correct? That's really what you do when you say yes to the anger, when you give yourself over to it. What you really do is create the persona that justified the way that you, the wrongs that have been done to you. Do you guys hear what I'm saying? Does that make sense to anybody? Like what you're really doing is justifying the shitty things that have happened to you, that yeah, you did deserve those shitty things because you're a shitty person. You understand what I'm saying? Like that's really what happened. And once I made that realization, like this is why this third, the third, like why we're talking about this particular portion of the study guide, right, of the lesson, and that you need to find out if it's rooted in truth or an illusion. Because when you buy into that illusion, that's the moment that you lose yourself. You bought into the wrong illusion. There are good illusions. There are illusions that result in you becoming highly successful, both in your personal life and in career and money and in adventure and everything. If you're going to buy into an illusion, buy into the illusion that skyrockets you, not the illusion that holds you back. Buy into the illusion that actually results in you becoming something, not the illusion that has you stretching and thinking that stretching forward instead of taking steps forward is progress. It's not progress. It's you stretching forward, and eventually all things that stretch must come. It's like a rubber band. You're either going to break or you're going to skyrocket right the hell back from where you came from. I think that there is a level of honesty in that share, Jesse, that so many of us needed. So I really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much for that honest transparency and for giving us another perspective. Just like I was saying earlier about that idea of the kaleidoscope. Ascension, really, the best version of ascension is not just not just ascending with your own perspective, but also ascending and then having so many other things to compare it with. Like, okay, hey, I need to consider this as well. It's not enough for you to make the change. Sometimes there's somebody you really do need to go back and apologize to. Sometimes there's a guilt. There's a guilt that you feel that you're confusing and thinking is pain. But the truth is, it's not actually pain. It's guilt. And that would be solved if you would just acknowledge the fact that something, because you didn't make this change earlier, there was somebody that was actually damaged from it. And in order for them to be healed, you have to go and heal them. But in you giving that grace, it actually empowers you even more, because now you know that deep dive that you did was not in vain. So, Jesse, you're a rock star. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much, ma'am. That was beautiful. Would anyone else like to add anything to Jesse's point before we continue on? All right, cool. I just want to welcome the myth, the legend, DJ Corrupt to the stage. Welcome, fam. Thanks for joining us today. Glad you were able to hop in. So we're still going through the queue. Jesse, that was beautiful, and thank you so much for your transparency. There's no way that didn't touch somebody.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you for allowing me to share again.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, make sure you're back for next week's series. Unless you want to take a break, then come back for the following week.
No, I'll be here.
All right, awesome. Hey, if you guys haven't already, I do have Nkechi.club set up enough that you can actually go and sign up to become a member. For next week, I'm going to be putting the study guides and stuff like that in there. The study guide that we have for this week, I'll be deleting either at the end of today or the end of tomorrow. I'll figure it out. But by the time I put it on the site, I'm going to delete it from the Discord. So if you haven't already downloaded it, it is there complimentary. Just hit my PTR, go to my Instagram, follow me. Hey, loves. Welcome to the other side. I hope you're enjoying the journey so far. If there are episodes you haven't listened to yet, make sure to check them out next. And if you haven't already, make sure you visit us at www.nkechi.club to join our community by becoming a member. That's Nkechi.club. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. I hope that something you heard today touched you. And until the next time, please remember, you are loved, you are valued, and we couldn't do this without you.